The state legislature this week will debate a proposal to repeal the new retirement system for the state's employees and teachers that passed in 2005. The Senate Labor and Commerce Committee will first consider the plan Thursday afternoon. The bill would return the system to a defined benefit system that would give employees certainty when they retire, as opposed to having individually managed accounts. Sponsor Kim Elton of Juno says he's hoping for a debate based on facts and statistics rather than philosophical concerns. He says the current system puts new employees at risk.
We're the only state that now has a defined contribution without the safety net of a defined benefit of Social Security. And we don't want health benefits and we don't want retirement benefits running out well before the body of the retirees runs out. And if we can do it without increasing cost to the state, we ought to be doing it.
There is opposition to the plan, particularly in the House, where Speaker Mike Chenault believes the factors that carried the vote in 2005 are still valid.
You know, at the time, we had an $8 billion deficit. I think now it's grown probably to another $2, $3 billion through no fault of the retirement system, just through the market and the economy that we're living in. Unless the numbers can be shown that that it makes sense to change back, then, you know, I don't support it. That's me personally.
Republican John Coghill says honoring demands on the previous pension systems will be a continuing pressure on the state's economy for years to come. He is comfortable with the current plan that guarantees the state's contribution to individual retirement accounts, and he says he'll have to be convinced of any reason to change it. Elton's prepared to offer the reasons for a return to the old system. Among the top priorities, the state, as well as municipalities and school districts, are having problems recruiting and keeping people in government jobs. He says managers can't find good candidates for state positions, and a large part of that is because of the retirement plan.
Do we really want to be hiring bridge engineers who can't get a job elsewhere, who can't get a job with a defined benefit, and in many cases a better salary? Or if we do get good people, why would we want to encourage them to leave by giving the money they've put into their defined contribution system, getting the money the state has put into the defined contribution system, so they can move someplace else and get a defined benefit as well as Social Security?
Elton says the state has experience and statistics to justify changing the plan.